Thanks so much for being with us here on the Ideas Network. Larry Mueller here. We're going to be taking a look at Milwaukee's Urban Ecology Center. Started out pretty humbly in a trailer, as a matter of fact, I think the first time out. But now it offers dozens of programs and is connecting area kids and adults with careers helping the environment. And a couple of guests from the Ecology Center with us today. One of them is Amanda Pansera. Amanda is Director of People and Culture. And Amanda, welcome to the program.
Thanks so much for having us, Larry.
Olivia Rush is also with us. Olivia is a Green Career Pathways Manager. And we're going to learn some more about what that title entails as we talk with her. Olivia, nice to have you with us as well.
Super excited to be here. Thanks for having us.
So as we talk with these two folks, I hope you'll join in the conversation. Have you been to the Urban Ecology Center? Had any activity with us? With it? Tell us about your visit or let us know what you think about getting youth involved in the environment and why that may be important. The number to call is 800-642-1234, 1-800-642-1234, or you could email us the email address ideas@wpr.org, ideas@wpr.org. Amanda, let's start with you. For someone who hasn't heard of Milwaukee's Urban Ecology Center, maybe you can take us there and explain where it is and what all it does.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks, Larry. So the Urban Ecology Center, our mission is to connect people in cities to nature and each other. You know, that's it, right? Mm-hmm. But it's so much more than that. It's a community gathering place. It's community programs. It's environmental education for schools. It's a career path for many people. It's a place where families can come and hang out and enjoy nature and enjoy the outside right in their backyard here in the city of Milwaukee.
And where is it located within the city?
Yeah, we have three branches. Our original branch is in Riverside Park on the east side. We also have one in Menominee Valley near Silver City. And then our branch in Washington Park, just kind of wedged between Washington Heights and the Washington Park neighborhood.
You know, I've thought about this a number of times. People who don't live in Milwaukee might think of it and tend to think of it and as a very big city without a lot of green space, but that is not at all true.
No, Milwaukee has an incredible resource of parks and green spaces. And we at the Urban Ecology Center manage 70 plus acres of that space, working to restore to back to natural landscapes and to continue to maintain the land so that it can be used for generations to come.
You know, I said you started in a trailer, or the center did, not you, but the center started in a trailer. Give us a little history of the center.
Yeah, absolutely. So yes, that's the common refrain here is that we started in a trailer in Riverside Park 25 years ago when Riverside Park was maybe not a place where a lot of people were bringing their families or their school groups. Because of the power and excitement of a lot of different people in the community, it started to become what our executive director, Ken Leinbach, calls a social experiment. And it became this combination of a lot of different people's ideas on how we can connect people in cities to nature and each other. How do we build community by bringing people together into the parks? How do we connect people more deeply to where they live by helping them to see what is in their own backyards and how they can engage with nature and just how restorative it can be in people's lives? So now here we are 25 years later with three different branches and three very different and phenomenal communities with great neighbors and you know, continuing to grow. We now have a staff of over 70. Right now in the summer, we've got about 115 people working for us. We have over 2,000 volunteers each year. It's really incredible that this started as some people who wanted to bring people into nature in a trailer in Riverside Park.
And I like the fact that you have programs for kids, but also for adults. Outdoor education kind of important for everybody. all ages.
Yeah, absolutely. That's the exciting part is that, a big piece of what we do is bring school groups in for field trips. And it's not just a one-time field trip. It's continuous engagement throughout the school year and building on the things that they've learned in years past. So just today, we had somebody come in, a cousin of one of our team staff members who walked in and looked around and said, wait a minute, I've been here before. And that happens a lot. People walking in or you hear a teen come in and say, man, I used to love coming here when I was a kid. And a common thing that we say is, you know, this is your urban ecology center. It's not ours. It's everyone's. So there are many ways for folks to get involved. And you can come take a kayaking class or volunteer with us or bring your kids for summer camp. There are just so many different ways to get involved.
Well, let's get Olivia involved here. Olivia, I didn't forget about you. I'm sorry to hold off here, but I was enjoying the conversation with Amanda. But what inspired you to work at the center?
Well, I actually got my start at the center in our high school internship program called the Outdoor Leader Program. And so actually, it goes a little before that. I used to come on field trips in third grade. I went to Golden Meyer and they would pick us up every few months or so during our science class period. And we would do something related to what we were learning in school, begin to actually do it hands on out in the parks. And, getting to play out in nature was awesome. Coming down that magical slide at Riverside Park, any kid who's been on a field trip there will probably reference the slide. So I came back as an outdoor leader in high school and worked there for 2 years. And it was really just a transformational experience for me, getting to learn more about the environmental field and green career pathways and just different ways to get involved in Milwaukee and its green space as a actual career and something I could do with the rest of my life. And here I am now, still at the UEC. So I returned in 2018 as a community programs educator. So getting to work with some school groups and after school groups, leading canoeing, rock climbing, skiing, very urban adventure forward things. I also worked a little bit with our volunteer department. And then from there, in the last 3 years, I've been the Green Career Pathway manager. And so now I run the high school outdoor leader program that I was a part of when I used to go here in high school. So it's kind of come full circle and just very excited to be here.
It's really cool. Why in diversity is important in the environmental workforce, mm-hmm. I think.
Absolutely.
You want to talk about that? Why do you think it's important?
Absolutely. Honestly, it's kind of a metaphor to me about diversity when we think about biodiversity, right? And knowing that a green space thrives when it's biodiverse, meaning that we have a variety of plants and wildlife in that area. And it's true for people as humans. When we are diverse and there's so many different backgrounds and stories and cultures and communities that come together and are doing work and really important, essential work in these green spaces, you know, we really thrive when we have lots of different people from different backgrounds. And so part of the Green Career Pathway program is making sure that we are reaching into the Milwaukee community and having a diverse a very, very diverse internship program, having diversity in our staff, in our volunteers and folks that interact with us. It's definitely super important.
Talking with Amanda Pansera and Olivia Rosh today of the Milwaukee, I'm forgetting, I get the title right here, Milwaukee Urban Ecology Center. And you can join in, too, with your questions or comments as we move along. The number 800-642-1234, email to ideas@wpr.org. Linda in Appleton called in, couldn't stay with us, wondering why ecology and outdoor learning aren't a bigger part of our regular school curriculum. And I don't know, maybe Amanda start with you on that?
Sure. Yeah. I mean, that's the question, right? Why aren't we finding ways for this to be fully integrated into every student's learning experience? And I think we have seen an uptick in schools utilizing community gardens or having their own gardens or trying to find ways to have outdoor classrooms. But we certainly see, as Olivia shared with her own story, that the continuous ongoing relationship with nature, right, in your own community is what is incredibly transformative for youth. There's a National Trust survey that found that children today spend only half as much time playing outside as their parents did. And as Linda said, you know, the education piece is important, but the play part is incredibly important too. And so often if a child comes to participate in our programs, there's a lot of open space to just explore and learn and play, and figure out what's fun for students without, or for youth without, over programming their experience. And that's one of the really cool things to see happen in our parks.
Comment from you, Olivia.
I absolutely agree with everything Amanda said. I think we're trying to develop more of that care for nature and that interest in nature. And we definitely tie curriculum into that. But a lot of the time, it's that free play and just getting to be outside in nature that really connects individuals and youth to our parks and our green spaces and gets them excited to bring their friends and their families back to these really cool, magical spaces that they got to take a field trip to. So, yeah, we're hoping it continues to increase. You know, in the amount of folks and youth that we're seeing at our centers and in our parks.
Well, just the idea of kids getting a chance to let loose and run around outside is, I think, really, really cool. And you know what? I don't think kids are any different today in that regard than, say, I was when I grew up. You know, they're excited once they get out there and get running around.
Absolutely.
Well, listen, there are a lot of programs within the center that I want to talk with our guests about, and we'll have that opportunity, as a matter of fact, to do that. And I hope you'll join in with your own thoughts as we move along at 800-642-1234. Or again, we've got some nice emails. You can email us too at ideas@wpr.org. We are going to take a quick look at the news. We'll find out what else is in store for us here on the Ideas Network. And then we'll be back with Amanda Pansera and Olivia Roche. I'm Larry Mueller. You're listening to the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Thanks for joining us today on the Ideas Network. Larry Mueller here. We're talking about Milwaukee's Urban Ecology Center and how they're connecting people to careers and helping the environment. And with us, Olivia Roche is the center's Green Career Pathways Manager. Also with us today, Amanda Pansera, who is Director of People and Culture. And as we talk with them, I hope you'll join in. Give us a call, share how you've been maybe helping youth connect with nature in your community. Or maybe you've been a part of some of the center's programs in Milwaukee and have something to share. I hope you will. Number is 800-642-1234, 1-800-642-1234. Or you could send us an email, the email address ideas@wpr.org, ideas@wpr.org. Amanda, what's the demand for environmentally focused careers?
That's a great question. You know, we certainly get a lot of applications from not just across Wisconsin, but across the country for folks who are interested in being an environmental educator with us, a community programs educator. But people might not know that there's a variety of ways to have a career in the environmental field. We, you know, this summer, our interns are working in both our summer camps as well as marketing and photography and neighborhood engagement and leading volunteer programs and working directly with our high school leaders. So there are a variety of ways to get involved in this pathway as a career. And Olivia is working really closely with a lot of different organizations across the city who are trying to build up even more environmental career options for youth.
Olivia, do you want to expand on that then?
Yeah, absolutely. So we are part of something called the Environmental Youth Collaborative, and that is in collaboration with over 15 youth serving organizations with an environmental lens in the city of Milwaukee. A couple examples are Reflow, H2O, Teens Grow Greens, the River Revitalization Foundation, many, many more. And we get together just because a lot of the times we can get stuck in working in our own silos when it comes to the environmental field or environmental work within the city. A lot of times we're doing a lot of the same or similar work or have similar missions. We just have our own lane and ways that we do things. But there's a lot of opportunity to collaborate and get together and share resources and share ideas and really try to create this green workforce within the city and have more opportunity for folks to get involved and contribute to such an important and vital thing in our city, which is our environmentalism and how we take care of our green spaces and our parks.
I'm wondering, do you maintain connections or try to build connections with organizations or companies or what have you that might hire these folks? In other words, some sort of a pipeline from the good work you're doing to actually getting a job.
Yeah, absolutely. So our post-high school internship program is partly sponsored by Johnson Controls. And so they have some pathways and some interest in our interns continuing on with them or with other green focused avenues within their field. And so that's just one example. But we do work with other organizations that have interest in our interns or staff that are interested in branching out other areas in the city. So absolutely, we do a lot of that.
Yeah. So you had a little story you could tell about some of your work that just happened yesterday. Somebody told me, give me that story.
Yes. So as we talk about the green career pathway, I mean, I'm even a part of it. Like I said, I've been coming here since I was a kid on field trips, worked here in high school. And this week we're onboarding our high school outdoor leaders. It's the very first week, and part of their onboarding and training is they learn the history of the Urban Ecology Center. They hear a lot from staff about why the UEC, what the work we do is important and why our connections to the community is important, but it's also important to hear from the community themselves. And so a few, maybe 5 or 6 years ago, we had a video that we made with a bunch of different interviews from community members. And at our Menominee Valley branch, one of the families there was sharing about, it was a man sharing about how his 3 daughters have been coming to the UEC since they were little kids. And then it zooms into one of his daughters talking about how impactful the Urban Ecology Center is for her and how she just loves going outside and picking up rocks. And even just looking at rocks can be so fun. And as we're looking at this video, I'm like, this kid looks familiar. And I look back and it's a girl smiling at me at the table. And she's like, that's me. And I'm like, oh my goodness, isn't that crazy? So she was in that video 5, 6 years ago as a kid. And now she's one of our high school interns. And so it just really comes full circle once again. And that's really what that green career pathway is all about.
Well, that's a great story. And I think Matt in Milwaukee has something to share kind of along those lines. Matt, hi.
Yeah, good morning. We've been members since the early days in the trailer at Riverside. Our children were just born right around when it opened there at Riverside Park. And we live by Washington Park, so we were very happy when the location at Washington Park opened up. And our sons did the summer camps, did all sorts of activities. And our oldest son is now 26, and he went to UWM and got a degree in plant biology. And now he lives in Michigan and works on a cannabis farm, but his interest in plants and biology and ecology all started at the Urban Ecology Center. And we've used a number of the services, you know, including, you know, borrowing outdoor equipment like canoes and paddles and cross-country skis and all sorts of different stuff over the years. So it's really been a great thing for us and had an impact on our two sons.
Well,
we appreciate it.
Yeah, Matt, thanks a lot for calling. Well, let's get some comments from Olivia and then maybe Amanda.
I just really love hearing, you know, that the impact that the Urban Ecology Center continues to have on folks in such a variety of different ways. And one thing I think is so important, too, is what success looks like in this green career pathway. And of course, it is very a success when we have individuals who will then go to college and study something within environmental studies or come back and do an internship or have a green career. But success also looks like just kids getting outside, connecting to nature. And then that in turn turns into generational care for nature because they then share that with their friends or when they get older, they share that with their families as they have families. And so it's just great to hear on a variety of different levels how folks get engaged and have impact from the programming they do with us.
And Amanda, and the caller mentioned a lot of specific things that I thought, well, probably a lot of people were saying, oh, can I rent and do all this, you know, this or that canoe or skis or whatever?
Yeah, there are so many different ways to experience the Urban Ecology Center. I think that's what's awesome is, you know, somebody might say like, I'm not really outdoorsy, but once you start looking at all the different ways you can experience nature and the outdoors, there's really something for everyone. We have paddling, we have biking, hiking, rock climbing. If you're interested in joining we have 3 bird walks a week at each of our parks where birders go out and count birds. And that's part of our research and community science work. You could go participate this summer. We have surveys several times a week where they're, I think this week we had an odonate survey. So if you want to go count dragonflies, come join us. In our Riverside Park branch, we have one of our staff members who leads a observational fungi foray. So if you're into mushrooms, that's the thing for you. We also have grown-up summer camp coming up in July. So if you miss, you know, you're a grown-up, but you really miss that fun that you were talking about where you just want to go outside and run around, join us for grown-up summer camp in July. So there's just that's the cool thing is that people say like I first started, you know, by participating in this thing and then that, you know, builds and builds in different ways for people to engage. Me myself, the first time I walked into an Urban Ecology Center was a friend's wedding over 10 years ago when I lived out of state and came here. And so it's pretty cool to now be an employee here.
It is indeed. But I want to know more about this grown-up camp. What do you do at a grown-up outdoor camp?
That's a great question. So it's on July 23rd for adults 21 plus, so they can come and do our rock climbing wall, do some outdoor exploration. There's some team-based challenges, plus there's a sampling of some local craft beers. So there's a lot of different ways, which, you know, you maybe didn't experience at summer camp as a kid. But that's the fun part of being a grown-up. So, you know, those are the kind of things. One of our values at the Urban Ecology Center for our team is find fun and share it. And that's the beauty of being part of the Urban Ecology Center is at the heart of it, we just want people to have fun and be kind to each other and build community and find ways to connect with themselves and with nature. And so if that's what folks are doing, then we've done our job.
Are the for youngsters, the summer camps, maybe Olivia, you can speak to this. What's the length of a summer camp? What kinds of things are done, and are the summer camps all filled up?
So we have a variety of different summer camps. At this time, we are having them at our Menominee Valley and Riverside Park branch. We have camps that are 1 week long, and we have camps that are 7 weeks long and go through the entire summer. So we have a lot of different options and varieties for what families are looking for and for what youth are interested in. I'm not sure if they're all filled at this time, Amanda. Are you at all aware of the status of our camps?
It's something like, we're something like 98.8% full. So we are really close to having every slot filled. But for folks who are interested in the future, start checking out our website in January, and you can find out the date that we launch registration time.
And there's other activities, certainly. What's the, I'm sure that Claire has already posted it up on our program page today, but how do people just learn more about the Urban Ecology Center?
Yeah, great. So, you know, our website is obviously the best place to find information. If you go check out the programs and events tab, that's going to show you everything that's coming up. You can kind of scroll through what's listed there, but then we also have a calendar so you can look at the day of the week, and there's bound to be something happening that day. Another thing we recommend is folks come and subscribe on our website and sign up for our weekly guide. And that says, you know, everything that's coming up that folks can get involved with. So if you want your child to participate in something, but didn't get a spot in summer camp, we have plenty of community programs and other options that are kind of one-off opportunities. We even have, if you want to come out and make s'mores, we have a monthly s'mores making happening at Riverside Park this summer too.
Liz in Shorewood, we'll give you a chance to join in. Thanks for calling, Liz.
Hello. I am so excited that you have the urban ecology folks on today, because it cannot be said strongly enough the profound effect the Urban Ecology Center has had in the neighborhoods and communities in which they have engaged. I go back to the trailer days. My kids were volunteers and interns and eventually worked there at one point. And that's how I really found it, was through volunteering, which I still do today. But if you think about it, the parks that they have gone into were distressed areas. And what they are today are incredible. Riverside Park is gorgeous. Washington Park is gorgeous. The Miller Parkway, that whole area has just come to life. But I think the most important thing that I think the impact is greatest is the kids from these neighborhoods who otherwise wouldn't get a chance to understand and experience nature in their very backyards. One of my favorite things to do is volunteer for, they have a candlelight walk in winter for the solstice, and to be along the shores, the banks of the Milwaukee River, and hear the buses go by and see the city lights. But here you are invested in this gorgeous bit of nature. So hats off. It is an incredible organization.
Oh, Liz, thank you so much for calling. Amanda, a comment?
Yeah, I mean, that those are the kind of things that make us so excited to hear the generational involvement and just, you know, understanding, being proud of being part of something that really has made transformational change in our community. Even our Washington Park branch, Olivia mentioned we're not having camps there this summer, and that's because that branch opened in 2007 and we repurposed an old parks building, and we're working on a capital campaign right now to make a significant investment in that branch, and to create, we're working to create a space that will better serve the community and grow our programs. We currently serve 13 schools. When the new building is done, we'll grow that to 31 schools and have over 12,000 student visits a year. So we're excited to just continue finding ways to deepen our connections to the communities where we are, working on being just hyper-local and really knowing our neighbors and getting people out and into the parks.
Yeah. And you have if I'm not mistaken, you have an annual gala that's coming up, isn't it Friday?
Yes, it is on Friday. Yeah. Our summer solstice soiree happens every year in June. Our tickets are sold out now, but our online auction is open for bidding. So if folks want, anyone can come see some super creative items. You can bid on a trip to the Driftless region or sailing on Lake Michigan, and lots of great local products and services. Or if you just want to walk by Riverside Park on Friday evening, you'll see a pretty cool party happening in the building.
I'm wondering, I imagine, you know, financially it takes a lot of partners, but, you know, how do you keep the place running and expanding as you have over 25 years? That's a lot of growth, I think, in just 25 years.
Yeah, it is. And I think that's the entrepreneurial spirit of the folks who work here and our team. We have a really fantastic engagement team and development team who it's not just about raising money, but it's about building lifelong relationships with folks who are really invested in the work that we do. You know, our donors aren't just names on an annual report. They're people who come in and care deeply about that the work that we're doing. And we, you know, we work with foundations and we have corporate partners and a lot of individuals who are really invested in the work that we do. So, you know, we say everyone has the opportunity to support our mission. We recently launched our Hive, which is a monthly opportunity for folks to give if they want to participate and just feel even more connected to that mission. But the beauty of the Urban Ecology Center is you don't have to put forth any financial contribution to be a deep, committed member of our community.
Yeah. And, you know, I think as you were talking, I was thinking about Ken Linebach. Who is now retiring, and, you know, he's been there pretty much forever.
Yes, he has. So Ken is, you know, recognized as one of the co-founders of the Urban Ecology Center, along with Elsa Uncle, and Ken has really brought forth this idea of what it means to build an urban ecology center. He's done some really incredible work, and we say, like, his last day is actually this week, and we'll be seeing him then the next day, summer solstice. So he's not going far, and he's going to continue doing some really incredible work, sharing with other cities how they can build urban ecology centers, and doing some other related projects. And so we're really excited to see what Ken does next and get to see what this next phase of the UEC becomes.
Yeah. Well, what is ahead for the Urban Ecology Center, or UEC, as we've been using that acronym?
See, yeah, I think...
Go ahead,
yeah,
I'm sorry.
No, that's great. We are, as I mentioned, we're working on this project to invest in Washington Park and build an even better space there for the community. We're exploring ways to do a similar project in Riverside Park and expand our spaces there. So you'll see a lot. We're working on, you know, new buildings and new spaces for people to explore. And then I think there's just a sense of, like, what will we become? And a lot of asking ourselves that question of what do we want to continue doing? I think we really want to deepen our community partnerships. You know, we don't have to do everything ourselves. There are so many incredible organizations across the city that we can partner with. And I know then the next phase too, that Olivia and I talk about a lot, is how we want to deepen our connections within Green Careers and have more opportunities for people to build their careers and build skills at the UEC to bring elsewhere, to stay with us or to bring elsewhere.
Yeah. Thinking about my own daughter, Emily, who's now a sophomore in college and majoring in marine biology. We weren't involved with the Milwaukee Center because we're not, we didn't live there, but it's, it makes me feel good to know that she has this interest and has carried it on, I think, from the time she was in sixth grade, something like that. She wanted to be a marine biologist. So that's coming to fruition for us. And I know, as the stories that Olivia and you as well, Amanda, told, that there are a lot of stories of people who were involved and in the center and are now making careers out of it. Olivia's kind of living proof of that, for sure. Well, and the website again, how do we get to the website?
www.urbanecologycenter.org. You can also find us pretty active on Instagram. And if you are somebody who has at some point met Ken Linebach, please join us on Friday, August 5th. Ken's going to be visiting all three of our branches. You can find information on that on it's a Facebook event and post it on our website. But that's kind of our big celebration of Ken, is on that day. It's a way to celebrate his legacy and the great work he's done for Milwaukee.
Well, Olivia, Amanda, you're doing some great work, and I want to thank you both for taking time to be with us today. I'm much appreciated learning more about the center, and I think our listeners did as well. So thank you so much. Appreciate it. Olivia Rush is the center's Green Career Pathways Manager, and Amanda Pansera is Director of Public People and Culture for the Milwaukee Urban Ecology Center. Great to have them with us. And take a look on their website. We've got it up on my page, the Larry Mueller Show page, if you didn't get that information and want to learn more about it. They do a great job there. Just looking ahead, tomorrow we'll talk about how to change careers in the middle of your life. Plus, we get a preview of all the events and festivals happening around Wisconsin this summer. That's tomorrow. In the meantime, thanks for listening. Stay with us. Lots in store. I'm Larry Mueller.